Exactly. The dirtier the sports get, the more likely they are to get banned from the Olympics. We've seen it happen before with other sports.
On this episode of the Gas Station Cappuccino, we talk about the final results from World Championships, possible doping from other countries, and Dean learns to be nice to Alexa. All right, here we go.
Well, here we are. We're back.
All right, welcome to the Gas Station Cappuccino episode.
Numero dos.
Episode two. So, last episode, we talked a little bit about Worlds. However, World Championships for weightlifting. However, Sarah Robles had not yet lifted. So then Tuesday night, I went home, and she competed that night, and she won a gold medal.
Yes, yes. Round of applause.
So we were talking about these other guys, you know, Harrison Morris and Matty Rogers getting bronze and being the first kind of medalists, you know, for the U.S. World Championships. And then Sarah said, well, medalists, that's cute.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's just take it down.
I'm going to win this bitch.
Yeah.
You know?
Great for her. Good for her. She's had a heck of a run lately. She's been doing really well.
Absolutely. And then, very interesting, then a day or two later, I get an email from our friends at Flow Elite. And what it mentioned, it talks about the totals. Even background there, you know, Phil the thrill. Phil's just letting loose.
We tried to give him a chance.
We tried to give him a chance.
He failed.
We got to get Phil out of here. Phil is the warehouse dog. What kind of a dog is Phil, Dean?
He is a Chihuahua mixed with something.
He is a Chihuahua mix. What other kind of a dog would you possibly want at the warehouse?
A Chihuahua Corgi. Corgi? Corgi mix.
Corgi.
Corgi. No, it's Corgi. Corgi Brothers.
Corgi. I don't think that's right. So anyway, so Flow Elite sent out an email that where they compiled in an article the comparison in the winning totals 2017 Worlds and compared those to 2015 and 2013. And they have a little reason why they chose 15 and 13 as the years, but I don't really care. I figure 13, 15, 17 makes sense to me. You don't have to explain why you chose those years.
Well, yeah, you go 2 years apart.
Yeah, yeah. And they said, you know, 13 is a year after the Olympics and the 15 is a year before the next. I don't really know exactly. But anyway, so this is what we got going on. So interesting is that a couple of countries were not allowed to compete at Worlds due to doping sanctions.
Was it three or four?
Countries?
Yeah,
yeah, it was a handful of countries.
Yeah.
And we're going to get emails. People are going to be all pissed because they're like, you guys should know this.
But you need to know everyone.
Look, this podcast called Gas Station Cappuccino, not Factoid Nation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can Google it.
Just ask Alexa.
Yeah, Axel. Yeah,
and so
yeah, we'll get back to that later.
Yeah, so anyway, interesting thing here is when you look at these totals compared, there are only two weight classes out of 15 total. Well, now 16 total because there's an eighth women, right? Mm-hmm. But there's only two weight classes out of the 15 that were existing where the total at this year world is higher than 15 or 2013, which tells me that as a world, we are getting weaker.
Yeah. Is that
as a species. That's right. People are actually worse at the sport of weightlifting. Technique has obviously declined greatly. I mean, when you look at these, compared to 2015, you're talking 56-kilo lifters. They're down 23 kilos off the total from 2015. 62, 33 kilos.
That's huge.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's like fucking 70 pounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know that it's 2.2. We don't need emails about that either. Again, not Factoid Nation. We're going to start another podcast called Factoid Nation where we're only going to state facts.
There's not even any dialogue. It's just one fact after the next.
That's right. Unrelated. Yes. And then here we go. Here are the biggest ones on the entire chart is the 90 kilo plus, which was 75 plus, but still the women's heavyweight, super heavyweight. Sarah Robles won with a 284. Fantastic. And this does not mean to take away from her because she beat the other people. She is the best in the world champion. But there's a 49-kilogram difference between 50, what the winning total
50
was.
50 kilos.
50 kilos. 49. Don't have to stretch
well,
yeah. it, Dean.
Let's just say, you know, that's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight. And so anyway, very interesting. Again, two weight classes were higher, actually. That is the men's 94. and the men's super heavy. Now, for the men's super heavy, a guy set like all-time world record snatch.
It's very outlier so, year.
Definitely outlier their year there. But that's it. Other than that, 14 out of the or 13 out of 15 existing weight classes were far below previous years. So, Dean, my question to you is, obviously, there's, you know, the elephant in the room, although I don't even know if you'd say that because I think it's completely obvious to everybody. So a bunch of countries don't show up.
That's not the case. People are living denial.
So
they don't want to believe.
You don't think so? I would say this makes a pretty obvious case for the fact that weightlifting on an international level definitely had some substance use going on, and that actually WADA has done a good job of cleaning that up.
Yeah, I mean, I think the sport is at a place now where, like, if it's not careful, it's eventually it can get removed from, let's say, the Olympics.
And that's what was on the table,
sports,
right?
Exactly. The dirtier the sports get, the more likely they are to get banned from the Olympics. We've seen it happen before with other sports. I think that it's what's best, especially for the U.S., because we are the most highly regulated, which is great for us because it gets us on an even playing field.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm all for it, obviously. But they're obviously doing a really good job.
So, yeah, so interesting there. I think that's kind of something that, you know, I haven't really heard many people talk about. And that's why when I saw this, I was like, man, that is actually really interesting. You know, people will say, like, some other countries weren't there. And that, again, I'm not saying this. I want to be very clear. This is not taking anything away from Harrison, Maddie, you know, Sarah Robles, or any of them. I actually have met all of them and have talked to them and such. And so, anyway, the point is that it's nothing against them because you can only compete against who's there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yep. And so that is, it's fantastic and it's a huge accomplishment. I'm not saying it's not an accomplishment. I'm just looking at all of the weight classes. You know what I mean? Everywhere it's like that. So anyway, really kind of interesting.
This is how it should always be.
This is how it should always be.
It just shows us that we are competitive internationally and we can get on the podium when everything is fair and square, as fair and square as possible. Obviously, we're going to see some discrepancies, I think, from this world, from other countries, I'm sure.
You think there's going to be some positive
tests? There's going to be some positive tests coming out.
God, sure. I hope that super, that guy, what's his name? Do you remember his name? The super heavyweight? Man,
I don't remember.
I hope, man, that he does not get popped.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Does that make me part of the problem?
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole other thing. I mean, hopefully he's clean and then it's all good. By the way, if you want to give us some input on it, your opinion, you can email us at podcast@caffeineandkilos.com. That's all spelled out, all letters, caffeine and kilos. So podcast@caffeineandkilos.com. So yeah, so there we go. So that's Worlds. Let us know your opinion. And also, while we're on it, if you have any questions, next episode, we're going to do some frequently asked questions, which we should just call it questions because they're not really frequently asked if we only answer them.
Ask for them once, yeah.
Ask them once. So we're going to go over some asked questions.
Yeah.
And they may or may not be frequent. So there you go.
Anything, too. No subject is off limits.
It can be about the obvious. It can be about CrossFit. It can be about
powerlifting,
weightlifting.
It can
bodybuilding. It can be about
badminton,
pickleball,
curling,
pickleball.
Austin, the warehouse manager, is a very knowledgeable on pickleball. I think he did a project on it for school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he also played some lacrosse. Maybe you have questions about lacrosse, ping pong.
Yeah.
Or things that have nothing to do with sports. You could ask about haircuts.
Always also wanted to say thanks to the National Ping Pong Association for making Caffeine and Kilos an official world training team
facility.
Yeah. We got the banner up in the lobby.
Yeah, the NPPA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, so I was at a conference last week.
Yeah.
And there's a mixer afterwards. And so everyone's at the mixer. And then when it kind of closes down, we walk down the street to another establishment. And it was a ping pong bar.
Oh.
So, like, pool tables, but it was ping pong tables.
Mm-hmm.
So it was full bar, full-on, like, bar environment, but then there were probably 15, 16 ping pong tables.
That's pretty cool. I stayed at a hotel like that in downtown Los Angeles called The Standard. They have an entire ping pong, basically, room.
Really?
It's a very cool, like, it's got like a rooftop, you know, the rooftop pool, the whole downtown LA vibes, but then there's an entire like room dedicated for like just to play ping pong.
I believe this bar is called Spin.
Oh.
Good name.
Yeah. You know, gotta get that spin on the ball.
Oh, gotta do it.
Yeah. Gotta curve that
shit.
You
know what I mean? Come on. You know you gotta curve that shit. Yeah. Oh, you straight hitter?
Come bring on. That straight ball around here.
Come on, don't bring that straight ball around here.
You're gonna get spiked.
Not up in here.
You're gonna get smashed.
Oh, dude, and bringing it. Anyway, that was interesting. Tell you what, I was glad that we have a table here because speaking of bringing it,
got the itch.
I brought it.
Got the itch.
Well, it's one of the ping pong's one of those things
they
where
they had a in-house pro teaching tips.
Yeah, and I waxed his ass.
Yeah,
that's why I just grabbed a paddle. I walked to one side. I said, "All right. Anytime you're ready to get that ass waxed, come on over, you know, taking all comers. You go working on your grip right now?
And is that a little crush.
For ping pong?
Yeah, this is for the ping pong.
Yeah, well, that's great for radio. Yeah. Well, I guess I can talk through it. That's true. You can watch this on YouTube. Dean just got a grip. What's that called?
It's an Iron Mind. It's called a grip. They call it, crush.
Oh, shit. That's intense.
Captains of Crush.
Oh, that was my Captain's favorite Crush. Cereal when I was a kid.
Captains of Crush. There's actually an entire, like, basically competitive crushing, like, league. Where, like,
tell me more.
Basically, there's a trainer. There's a one and a half, all the way up to, I believe, is four is the highest level.
And you put something between your butt cheeks.
Yep, and then you squeeze your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then so long story short,
kind of like Kegels.
If you can crush a four, you get like certified. You get like a plaque. You get all kinds of like recognition for basically being like
what,
the strongest grip you can possibly have.
What level is that one?
It's a trainer.
That's just the trainer.
This is the base level.
Well, hand it over.
And the trick is that you have to touch the ends for it to count as a rep.
Yeah, touch the ends.
Yeah.
I thought you weren't supposed to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah. It actually gets really...
Dude, I smoked this train with the right. I don't know about the left. My left's kind of weak right now. Yeah, got it.
It's actually... once you get to the one and the one and a half, mm-hmm. It actually gets really...
They go in half increments.
Yeah, they go in half increments. The highest level is the four, though. That's where it taps out.
Mm.
I can't remember exactly the pound of pressure it is, but it's like ridiculous. There's probably like five people on the planet that can crush it.
I was wondering why we had that Iron Mind catalog in here. Iron Mind, they have a lot of great posters and stuff, but I was looking through it and it was like seven pages of grip strength shit. And I was like, this is over. They had one where you put your fingers into it and then you spread them out to hold it like an extensor. I've never seen a grip extensor exercise before. Aaron, you ever see a grip extensor exercise? No?
There's actually a really cool...
Aaron says nothing.
There's actually another way to get certified for another thing. I think you have to crush like a three and then pick up a 45-pound plate, metal plate by the center with your fingers like this, like over the top. You can't see me, but...
Oh, like over it or inside of it? Like
over the outside of the inner ring of a steel 45-pound plate. I did it with a 35.
Ah.
But I could only slide the 45. I couldn't get it up.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It was tough.
Usually that happens to people when they get older.
Yeah, not yet. Well, I am getting older.
That's true. Well, you know what? We all are.
That's true. By the second.
Yeah. So he goes, oh, it's kind of sad. Like, that guy's, you know, he's dying. I was like, fuck, man, me too. I was like, that's got really serious.
I know how he feels.
Yeah, I know how he feels. Been there. Shit, I'm there now. Yeah. We're all there.
Yeah.
You know what else good grip thing to mess around with? The old flippers. You ever flip the plates?
Yeah, the plate flip trick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that with the 25-kilo plates.
Do you?
Yeah, but it has to be DHS, where you got that nice little lip to grab.
So if it's like...
Only DHS brand.
If it's a Penlay plate, no-go.
No-go.
No-go. What about Alico?
Nope, because those are rounded ends, too. I think only the DHS trainer plates have that little lip you can just kind of grab.
You need that edge.
Yeah.
You need an edge. Everyone needs some edge in their life.
Yeah, a little edging.
A little edging.
A little edging to take the edge off.
I always figured that edging would put the edge on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of.
It's hard to say. So what else?
It's unclear.
It's unclear. So, Dean, what else going on? You got your birthday's coming up.
Yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah, I turned 26.
26.
26 forever.
Well, that's it. It's over. Mail it in.
I turned 26 forever. Now I'm turning 29.
Mm.
Almost 30. Yeah. I'm old.
Oh, you're turning 29.
Yeah. No, 20. I always say every year I say I'm turning 26.
I go the other way. I actually say that I'm older than I am because then you just get showered with compliments.
Oh, wow. You look really good for your age.
You got to bump it 10 years.
Wow, you look great for 74.
Yeah, I go 10. They go, how old are you? What? Yep, you know, 43. Oh, no shit. What fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you know, I try and stay in shape.
I'm just trying to eat good, you know, 3-4 days a week.
Eat healthy, you know, work out a couple days a week.
I don't want to take it too serious. Yeah, exactly. I got to live a little.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I'll catch you later.
I do dread the day it backfires. How old are you? Oh, I go 43. You go, oh, huh. Man, I'm... I thought you were a little closer to 50. Pushing 50 over there.
I thought you were going over the hill.
Yeah. 29, you got an early birthday present.
I did, and...
Your sister doesn't know your birthday.
No, she knows. She just wanted to make sure I got it in time.
I don't think she knows.
I actually just didn't wait to open it either.
Ah.
It came in the mail, and I'm like, do I just literally just put this on my counter and stare at it for a week, or do I just open it now?
Did you know it was for your birthday?
Yeah, for sure.
Was it wrapped?
No.
How the fuck do you know?
But I was like, she wouldn't send it just random package.
I send people shit randomly.
Well.
I send packages randomly to people's houses.
It could have been. Anyway, actually, the package inside, not all of it was just for me either.
How'd you know it was from her?
Because it had her name on it.
So you opened her mail. That's fucking illegal, Dean.
No, the return address had her name on it.
Oh,
it was
addressed
to me.
Wait, she bought something, had it shipped to her house, and then shipped it to you.
With other stuff. There was other stuff in it, though, that she might have looked like that she bought like at a store also.
No one buys anything from the store.
It was candy.
So there's no chance. No, she
bought it all. Do you Amazon your candy?
Yeah, I bet you can.
Alexa, get me candy corn.
Have you bought anything through Alexa? So it was Alexa. You just...
Yeah. So I did. Actually, I got Danny one of these for, Christmas last year.
Christmas last year.
And I never got one for myself. It wasn't that I didn't want one. I just never did.
It's kind of one of those things.
It's one of those things where you let someone else get it for you.
Yeah.
And then once you have it,
yeah,
you try and comprehend how you lived without it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, honestly, I've used it 3 to 4 times a day minimum since I've had it. And that's not even including the first day where you just start asking it anything you possibly think of.
Yeah.
But, oh, no, it's great. She also got one of the chargers to plug into the
wall. I like to ask Alexa questions that I know the answer to, and then I beat her answering it, and I feel hella smart.
Yeah, that's, well.
Alexa, 2 + 2, 4. Oh, why are you so slow, bitch?
You're so stupid. You're so stupid.
And then I feel bad. I go, man, I really don't refer to, I don't call women bitches, but it's not a woman, it's a machine. And then I get in this whole internal conflict.
That is a dilemma.
You know what I mean? Is it, here's the question. Should you be polite to Alexa?
Well, I think if it has built-in responses to polite, what's the word?
Like questions.
Yeah,
answers.
Polite questions. Then, I mean, you're supposed
to. It does
to be.
Too. If you say like, thank you.
Maybe she'll give
Alexa,
you better,
thank you.
Maybe she won't give you wrong answers the more you're nice to her.
Get better advice.
Yeah.
Have you purchased anything?
It's like, okay, this guy said please to me and thank you about 35 times in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll give him the actual right answer on this one.
Oh, it's like an over-under, like maybe, under 34.
Maybe I won't listen in on his conversation tomorrow afternoon when I know his family's over. You know? Like,
yeah.
Let's take it easy on the surveillance on him this weekend.
Yeah. We won't record the heavy breathing. That's the question. So the whole thing is I found out that, you know, you can order through it. And yeah. I was like, well, that makes total sense.
And you can hook up your XM radio to it.
Well, because why else though? Like, why else would Amazon want to get these things out? Like, they just want to sell you shit, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, if you can order through that, it makes it easier. They're trying to reduce any friction from buying.
And the affordability of the device is also like ridiculous.
Right.
It's so, like, what, $30 for, like, the regular
the
standard
dot
size?
Or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
And so, I don't know. Mine was a gift. So it was yours. We have no idea how much these things cost.
Oh, yeah. They're not. They're just, you know, they're affordable.
Yeah.
So they want everybody to have one.
So I didn't do it for a long time. I was like, I'm never going to buy anything through there. Like, buy with one click in the app is pretty easy, right? Now they even have, like, you open the app. If it's regular stuff you regularly purchase, it's like the quick button, whatever. Mm-hmm. You just hit the button. You don't even have to search for the item.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm never going to use it. And then I was sitting on my couch one day. And I'm sitting there, man, oh, that's right. I was going to buy some almonds to make my own almond butter with. And I go, man, my phone was like, you know, plugged in somewhere. I'm like, let's just give it a go. I go, hey, Alexa, order me some more almonds. Oh, based on your order history, you're looking for the wild soil, 3 pounds,
for $22.95. Would you like to place this order?
Like, yes. Done deal.
Done.
That's it. And yeah. I was like, holy shit. And I am actually probably going to use it for ordering more often now.
Did you have to hook up your account? Was it already pre-hooked up?
It's hooked up.
I haven't bought anything yet, but I'm pretty sure it's already hooked up.
Yeah, it's if you you download the Alexa app, mm-hmm. and then you anyway, yeah, it's already hooked up through it, I'm sure.
And now that we both have one, I can send you a voice message.
Yeah.
And she'll read it off to you at your house because you have one.
That's really weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Has anybody done that? Email podcast@caffeineandkilos.com if you use Alexa for messaging one another.
Yeah, you can use it to message, I saw on the app. And also, I can also write you a message from the app, and then you can play that on your device, or you can just read it on the app itself. So the app also works as like a Wi-Fi or cellular, like basically just messaging device. Kind of like, you know, like what's the other ones out there? Like, you know what I'm talking about.
Like
those.
WhatsApp or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you can say it was one of those, too.
There's so many ways to message each other. You know, Messenger, like Facebook Messenger, mm-hmm. you can do phone calls through it.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that.
And then
I've actually had some, like, FaceTime calls through there, too.
Same thing, Snapchat. Mm-hmm. You can message people through Snap, or you can call them. You can call or FaceTime through Facebook Messenger, through Snapchat. And then Instagram is actually coming out with a separate messaging app. DMs are going to be removed from Instagram. Then you have a separate app.
Oh, just like Facebook. Now we have to have four mm-hmm. apps
yep.
for two apps.
That's right. Bullshit, huh?
Yeah, it is irritating.
All right, well, now I guess we're going to have to return your birthday gift since your sister stole my idea.
Oh, really?
No.
No. No, actually, what's really cool, too, is I noticed I can't always catch, you know, like a basketball game.
What's the score?
Yeah, that was really, like, I was like, yeah, let's see what it says. Yeah, what was the sport? I didn't even have to specify what sport, because there's LA Kings, there's Sacramento Kings. So I'm like, what was the score in the Kings game last night?
Probably saw who played last night.
Yeah, I could have. Yeah, I don't even know if I even said last night. Though. I was like, what was the score in the Kings game?
Mm.
And she didn't say. Or they probably just checked that the Kings didn't play hockey last night or whatever.
Yeah, who knows?
I
used mine for I got outlets, and I plugged in my
Christmas
lights.
I haven't hooked it up yet.
Yeah, so I got the outside lights on and the inside, so I can set up different outlets in groups. So inside, I say, Alexa, turn on the Christmas spirit. And the tree and the lights that go over our mantle and everything all turn on.
Yeah, see, I'm going to hook that up tonight.
Outdoors holiday cheer.
Holiday cheer and Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Classic.
Is that great?
That's great.
Yeah. And my four-year-old gets fired up. See, Alexa, turn on. What's it called, Daddy? She goes, I don't recognize that term. Maddie gets all
You gotta
pissed.
Be kind of quick sometimes. Sometimes she's impatient.
She can be impatient. Did you tell her that?
No.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should.
I asked her.
Because how does she know?
Like, I asked her to make a sound a dog makes, and she started barking through the speaker, and my dog went ballistic.
It's an ape shit.
Thought somebody was on top of the counter barking. His hair was sticking up. He was freaking out.
You have it on top of the counter in the oven?
I have it out on our kitchen table. Because there's like an outlet right there. It kind of sits right there.
I put ours actually like behind the TV.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's kind of like hidden, but it still works, you know? Like it works great.
Yeah.
There it is. All right. Well, I guess that might be it that we have for today.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to say real quick, bars are back in stock.
Oh, yeah. Bars.
Yeah. Yeah. We just got a fresh batch of bars in. Both the mint chocolate and the coffee chocolate.
That's good. My wife will be happy.
Perfect Christmas stocking stuffer.
She would take them to work because she's a nurse. She works nights, mm-hmm. so she'd take them there and she'd eat them on her breaks and stuff.
Yeah, that's just brilliant. It's a perfect 2 o'clock snack.
Oh, really?
My opinion.
Ah,
you don't think so?
No, I think a great 2 o'clock snack.
It's like that. You know that two o'clock lag. Little lag in the day, you start to get a little tired. You just had lunch.
I
kind of like.
I need to sleep for half an hour. A cup of coffee, maybe a snack,
an eight ball.
Maybe a snack, an eight ball. Jack some lines. You know what I mean? Or you go bar,
or you just go CK bar.
Yeah, you know what I do though is I actually eat a CK bar and I wash it down with maca, a little high low it.
Maca or matcha?
I don't know.
You're talking about the other stuff.
Yeah, the stuff you got to chug.
The koala.
I think it's maca. Matcha?
No, matcha is the basically green tea powder. The matcha is the green tea powder.
Oh, yeah.
That's like got really good.
Kava.
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 Yeah,
so kava. I go kava C&K bar. I high love it.
Actually, speaking of matcha.
That's the wrestler. Matcha man, Randy Savage.
Matcha man, Randy. Not as healthy.
No, not as healthy. No, he's in the Slim Jims.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you got to love a good Slim Jim.
I love a good Slim Jim.
So what would you rather have? Tijuana Mama or a Slim Jim?
I don't think that's fair because Slim Jims are so much better. I think you have to say, what would you rather eat, a Tijuana Mama or five Slim Jims? And you'd have to like you'd have to put them in a circle so it looked like almost like a canister for like a Tommy gun. You know what I'm saying? Like you hold them like you stack them all up like that, and you got to bite into all five at once. And I think that might be fair.
So if you haven't had, I think we talked about Tijuana Mamas last podcast.
Did we talk about how we ate Tijuana Mamas? We went coffee tasting, mm-hmm. so we got about 1,000 milligrams of caffeine in us in an hour. Mm-hmm. Then had a Tijuana Mama, mm-hmm. and then all of us hit PRs in our lifting sessions, and then promptly shit our brains out.
Yeah, it was a good energy source for like a condensed workout like later in the day. Dude. Just get it all out.
Get all.
And then your whole body just shuts down.
We should make a supplement that has 1,000 milligrams of caffeine.
Just grind it up.
And like 4,000 milligrams of sodium.
No, just take a. We'll just start grinding up
Tijuana Mamas
in a bullet. When you take a caffeine powder, water. Actually, no, caffeine powder, PR blend.
Mm-hmm.
And
Tijuana Mama.
Tijuana Mama. And you just blend it up. And then you serve it in like a 5-hour energy style container. And you slam it. A
couple trips to the toilet.
A little vinegary spice.
Ugh.
It probably tastes like one of those tequila infused shots. Habanero tequila infused shots?
Oh, yeah.
You ever had one of those? Fuck. I had one of those not knowing what it was a few years back, and I just literally, like, it was so uncomfortable. It was so hot. It was a joke. It was like the biggest mistake. Like, your esophagus is just like burning. Couldn't even breathe. It was terrible. Especially when you're not expecting it. Someone just hands it to you,
and you're out of their people.
No, yeah, and you're trying to, like, act
that's
like you're
the
tough.
Whole thing, like, oh, no big deal.
Yeah,
and then you're like sweating. You're sweating.
No, I'm fine.
No, I'm fine.
His face is shaking.
I get red, too. Yeah. Like, I get super red.
Dude, Danny, you're turning purple. No, I'm fine.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
That shot wasn't shit.
That's what happens when I get fired up. That's what happens.
Call that a shot?
That's what happens when I drink this weak-ass stuff here.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that was no joke. Yeah, but there we go.
All right, now, so send us an email, podcast@caffeineandkilos.com, all spelled out, and there we go. We'll see you guys. See you guys next week.
Yep, see you guys later.
Oh, what's our jingle?
I don't know.
We need to write a jingle still.
Yeah, we'll come up with it for the next one.
If you want to write us a jingle, go for it. Otherwise,
write us
we'll
a
write
jingle. And best jingle gets a 6-month supply of PR blend.
Oh, contest alert. Woo, 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 woo,
we should
woo,
actually post that
contest
on,
alert. Here
we
go.
Post that on Instagram.
There you go. Write the jingle. Write the jingle. Right? So they just got to do the words because obviously we won't hear them sing it.
Yeah.
Or they can if you
that's
choose
gonna
to.
That's going to be really hard with the title of the show. That's going to be a really hard jingle to make.
Come on right now.
No, I want to give it to make it a contest and have people.
Well, like, I'm just saying. Like, it's not that hard. Like, you can make it up. Anyway. Write up the jingle for the gas station cappuccino, and we will send you a 6-month supply of PR Blend coffee.
Yep.
Out.
Stay tuned for the post about it on IG too and how to do it. All right. See you guys.